This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I am joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin, the community director of Jake and Gino. Josh, how are you doing today, Broseph?
Gino, doing well, my friend. Super excited about the upcoming travel schedule we got here. We have this weekend, we have a Finance Right boot camp in Jacksonville. So very excited to make that happen in a coach's retreat. And then in November, very excited to go back to San Diego, spend some time there. We have a Buy Right boot camp. And then January, the big leap back down to St. Augustine for to relocate. So what's going on in your world, Gino?
Well, I want all the listeners really to pay attention to this week's show because this guest is a really, we were talking off camera before and he said something to me that really stuck with me. He said, whatever you put out, the energy you put out is what's going to come back to you. So be an active listener for the next 30 to 45 minutes, take notes and really resonate with you. And as you're listening to the show, think about, are you building your dream? Or are you building somebody else's dream? And you will have a mind shift. You will have a mind shift if you listen to his story. I'm excited. Joe, let's introduce today's guest.
Yeah, so today's guest is Chris Petrakis. So Chris is originally from Gulf Breeze, Florida, but currently resides in Birmingham, Michigan with his beautiful wife and two young daughters. After graduating with a degree in marketing from Lipscomb University, Chris began his 22-year career in medical sales. He started his real estate investing career in 2002 when he bought his first of five rental properties in the Virginia Beach area. In the meantime, several corporate relocations for career advancement opportunities took him to Baltimore, Boston, Washington, D.C., and finally the suburbs of Detroit, where they moved to August of 2019. Moving to his wife's hometown has surprisingly given Chris the chance to make a leap of faith by committing to multifamily investing. In December of 2019, 4 months after moving to Michigan, Chris decided to join the Jake and Gino community. It turns out that joining the group was the push he needed to begin his new venture in larger real estate investments. 2 months after joining the Jake and Gino community, Chris closed on a value-add Quality Inn and Suites hotel in February of 2020. Currently has his first 8-unit multifamily deal under contract in his home market of Birmingham, Michigan. In addition to real estate investing, Chris and some of his business partners recently opened a speakeasy style bar in the downtown Main Street section of Plymouth, Michigan. And he's also part owner of the restaurant above the bar, Greek Islands Eatery, a family-owned operation. While he's willing to entertain mostly any investment opportunity that comes his way, Chris believes he's found his passion in multifamily investing. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Chris. How we doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much, Josh and Gino, for having me on, man. I'm honored to be here and excited to be here.
All right, so we got a lot to unpack here. Initially, you go to school with marketing. What was the intent there? You don't get marketing going to medical sales, probably, I'm assuming.
You know, obviously, the big thing for me was just get the piece of paper. I knew I wanted to get in sales. I'm kind of one of those people that whatever I put in, I wanted to get out. So when I felt sales was the easy thing for me, I felt like the harder I work, the more money I can make. So I checked that box, got the marketing degree, and then got my first job into sales when I graduated in 2000. So my first job took me to Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I was selling like postage meters for a company called Pitney Bowes. It was an awful job, man, but it was like knocking on doors, you know, in 100-degree weather with suit on and you're sweating, carrying this thing around. But it was a great experience. I learned a lot, but that kind of got my foot in the door.
So Chris, you're almost a unique individual. You went from Florida to Michigan. Did you get the memo that people are going from Michigan to Florida? How did that work out?
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm clearly going the wrong way. And you said it earlier before we started recording, happy wife, happy life. I am here because my wife's family is from the Michigan area and the support's here. And I knew the opportunity would be here for me, quite honestly, the network.
That's awesome. So that's really important, everyone who's listening. You do the Benjamin Franklin pros and cons thing, right? What are the pros and what are the cons? And at some point in your life, family overrides everything. And that's the most important thing. And if you have a happy spouse, an engaged spouse, it's going to make your life a lot better. And it's going to make you a happier individual. But more importantly, the spouses need to be on the same page. So that's the important thing. And as you see that, Chris is really engaged now. He's doing really well in his business. He's going out to do so many different ventures. How'd you become at all an entrepreneur all of a sudden? From a marketing degree to medical sales in like in the last year and a half, it's like entrepreneur 101, man. What happened?
Yeah, you know what happened was, so I met my wife. So first and foremost, let me back up. So I'm currently in medical device sales. I'm an aortic sales rep. It's a very rewarding job. It's a difficult job, but I love what I do. And it brings a lot of reward and satisfaction to my daily life. And so I didn't get into this because I wanted to step away from it. I wanted to find a vehicle that could allow me passive income and still do my job without, you know, having to trade time for money. So, in 2010, married my wife, 2010, 2011. And my father-in-law is a very successful businessman. He owns several restaurants in the area here. And he saw how hard I was working and how stressful my job was back in DC, you know, fighting traffic every day. It was a grind. And he felt bad. And at the time, he had found another location in downtown Plymouth that he was going to open for his son and for him. And he said, you know, would you have any interest in just buying a small stake, a 20% stake in this business to give you some extra income on the side? And I said, why not? You know, I've got all this money in retirements and stuff. I'd love to have some cash flow. And so I invested in this business. We opened in 2012. We've been open ever since. It's a strong business. And I got a taste of that, you know, cash flow and that extra money coming in every month. And that to me was the game changer. That was like, okay, I got to figure this thing out. And it was at that point that I started thinking about, about 2014, 2015 is when I started thinking about real estate again. And I picked up your book, I think it was 2017, maybe, man. It was like a light bulb because I didn't really understand commercial real estate, multifamily. And that book was like a game changer. So from that point on, like I listened to every one of your podcasts. I was all in, but I just basically kicked tires for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so when we moved here last August, I started talking to my wife. I was like, I've got to figure this out. And so I reached out to Jake, obviously the Academy. I sent an email and I had listened to Dylan McGow's podcast. And I was so impressed. He was the one that kind of moved me to actually emailing. And sure enough, he calls me and I'm like, so you were on this podcast a year and a half ago and now you're working for these guys. And so anyway, I went through this process and joined this community in December. And it was funny because it's a large investment, but I feel like that investment was like my commitment to saying, look, I am going to do this. Mm-hmm. Come hell or high water, I'm going to make this happen. And I just got excited. And by just talking to other people and, my partners here, it got them excited, which created other opportunities. So for me, it's just like one thing kind of fell into place after another. And now, I mean, there's this cascade of events. And, you know, we've got 3 or 4 business opportunities in front of us. We've got deals in front of us and things are just kind of coming along. So for me, this is just fun. I mean, I'm just having a blast doing it and I'm learning a ton, which is even better.
So there's a lot of things, Josh, to unpack, but I want the listeners to take this one big tip away. Multifamily can be for everyone listening on the podcast right now. You can either go into it full time. If you've got a job that you're making a difference and you love like Chris does, you can supplement your income. And then one day when you decide, because what's more empowering than saying, you know what, I don't feel like working anymore. I want to go to my investments. That's something that's really empowering that very few people have the opportunity. But Chris has said to himself, I'm going to start the building blocks because it's not going to happen overnight. But within the next 3 to 5 years, Chris is going to have that opportunity. And he may not have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go do a procedure in a hospital because he just doesn't want to do it anymore. But for the time being, anybody listening to the show, think about your goals. What, get some clarity upon why you want to get into multifamily. Is it a full-time endeavor? Is it the supplement in retirement income? Or for me, I got into to pay for my kids' college, believe it or not, and my kids' weddings. I've got 6 kids. So everyone's always telling me, how are you going to pay for college? I'm like, okay, I'll make a little bit more money. But then the proof for the concept, once it started working out, I'm like, there's much more opportunity here than just a couple $1,000 a month. So for me, it was that. So everyone on listening, I want you to have clarity on why you're doing it and then take that next step and reach out to Josh. These Michigan boys, I'm really impressed with the boys up in Michigan with Josh and Dylan and Chris. What a great bunch of guys out there. I can't speak too much about the governor, but for you guys, man, you guys are awesome. Chris, I want to speak specifically. What problems were you experiencing before joining Jake and Gino?
But paralysis by analysis. The other thing is I lived in DC before I came here. DC is a very expensive market and I wasn't clear on my market, right? I mean, I wasn't sure where to invest, how I was going to do it. And so, I was doing the best I could, but when it came down to actually pulling the trigger, I just didn't have the confidence in myself to just take action. And that's what I think Jake and Gino, that's what I think this academy has given me. It's given me that, that confidence. It's given me the education. It's given me the confidence and it's given me the network and I'll give you an example. I was put a letter of intent on a 42 unit deal here just about 3-4 weeks ago. And I wanted to get the offer in and I wasn't 100% sure on the numbers. So I reached out to Josh because Mike Tiravella, who was my underwriting coach, was busy and I couldn't get with him. So I reached out to Josh and I said, hey, man, I'm looking at this deal. I want to put in an LOI. Do you have someone that can help me out? Maybe I want to walk them through my underwriting, make sure I'm not missing anything. And within 15 minutes, man, Josh had Colin Schwartz, set up to meet with me that evening. And it was awesome meeting him. He's a great guy, helped me tremendously. And he helped me kind of through my underwriting. So that's a big part of what this community brings. You guys are not going to let us fail. You're here to make sure that we succeed. And that's huge. I can't even tell you how huge that is.
So what does success look like to you? I mean, for me, listening to that story, if you put that 42 unit LOI in and that price was, you were bidding too much and, let's say it's a bad deal and you didn't do it because of that coaching, what does success looks like specifically to you?
I think if I back up and I think, okay, I was at 3.2 million on this offer, right? They wanted 3.7. And so had I not had this network of people to help me through that process, maybe I would paid 3.5 or 3.6 or 3.7 and I'd gotten into a bad deal, man. This investment in this community is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like pennies. So for me, it was like worth every penny. I mean, I have made like literally since I joined this community, I have made my investment back 10 times over. It's crazy. And it's only been 6 months. So, I'm a huge advocate of Jake and Gino and this academy. I think you guys do an unbelievable job. And I like the way you do it. The culture and the teams that you have in place truly has been, it's impressive, man. And I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
So talk about that as far as multifamily. What were some of your limiting beliefs? Let's get into that, because I think when people hear about multifamily, they think about pie in the sky, multiple units, commercial real estate. Because you said you knew nothing about commercial real estate. If you're a marketing person, how would you know anything about commercial real estate? But that can be overcome. What were some of your limiting beliefs about multifamily specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big part for me was a lot of times it comes down to money, right? I mean, you're going in there buying these deals and people lack capital. And I had this limiting belief that I only had this amount set aside and that's all I have. And maybe I can do one deal and maybe, and then I'm going to be done. Like, how am I going to scale this thing? Mm-hmm. And you opened my eyes to the book Killing Sacred Cows, which made me realize I've got this nest egg in a 401k that I could utilize as a tool and a resource. Number two, you don't realize, like you always say this, your network is your net worth. You know, this community, man, this network that I've got, we've got an accountability pod. You know, I'm looking at doing deals with my coaches. I mean, there's this huge network of partners out there that you actually are introduced to in this community. So for me, I'm like, okay, I can do this, man. I can take down these deals, no problem, because I've got the network. I've got now this, this money available that I didn't even think about before I came on board.
Chris, that's pretty interesting because I felt the same way a few years ago when I went to get mentorship also. I was in the same situation as you. I had money set aside in my 401k. No one ever told me that I could tap into it. All of a sudden, the word cost segregation comes up. Didn't know anything about that either. Wow, that's a huge benefit, right? And then all of a sudden, I can start raising money and partying with other people, which I never knew. These are some of the things that we learn, but we're not taught in school. So if you're listening to this and these are all foreign to you, it's time to pick up the phone and give our boy Josh a call there, because these are life-changing moments. We have so many assets around us, whether it's our intellect, our financial assets, whatever that may be, our ability to network and create relationships. That's another type of asset. If we're not discussed this or taught how to do this, we're not tapping into our true potential. So that's really, really important for everyone out there to really focus on. Josh, you want to add anything to that?
Man, I think there's so much powerful stuff there. And the fact that, I mean, even Chris, you were talking about it, right? Having a nest egg and saving for an event for retirement versus having assets that produce cash flow, right? That are constantly spinning them off. And then after you use that cash flow, the asset is still there. And that's such a powerful mindset shift from what, you know, the average person does compared to what the wealthy do, right? And I love seeing that in action and then getting a taste of it and realizing I want more. So, I mean, dude, you're crushing it.
So, Chris, what are your goals for the next 5 years in multifamily? Do you see yourself one day stepping aside from that great job that you have, or do you see yourself continuing to build more multiple businesses? And what do you see yourself doing?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, for me, as I look 5 years down the road, you know, I don't have any intentions on quitting my job. I like what I do, but the biggest thing is for me to have control, right? I want control. I don't, you know, we go through a pandemic. And someone calls me and says, we got to get rid of your position. I want to get to a place where I don't ever have to worry about that call coming in because I know I'll be fine. I've got other things coming in. I've got income coming in. You know, we're Greek, both of my in-laws, both of my parents were immigrants. My wife is Greek. We got married in Greece. And so spending time in Greece is very important to me. And I only have a certain amount of vacation I can take every year. I mean, it's hard for me to get away for 2 or 3 weeks. I'd like to get to a place where I could spend my summers there with my family. That's how my wife grew up. And, you know, having those experiences with the family and creating those memories is something that I'm looking forward to. So I think eventually I would like to get there where I could take 2 or 3 months off and just go.
I love that.
So
that's awesome. I'm impressed because you're laying the groundwork. And most people during a pandemic are like, I'm shut in. I know what to do. How did you keep that positive mindset during this whole time? Because even during the beginning of the pandemic, you probably weren't allowed to get into the hospital. So how did you keep that, you know, momentum going throughout this entire pandemic?
Well, listen, I closed on a hotel a month before this pandemic, which, I mean, could have been an absolute disaster, right? I mean, the hospitality industry has gotten absolutely hammered. And I decided I'd invested this money in and I've got to make it work. Like I'm in now and I have to get in there. And luckily I didn't have a lot going on at my job. So I could spend the time to really get in into the operations of that hotel and get things figured out. And I learned a ton and it was motivating because even through the pandemic, that thing has been a beast and it's made me, you know, quite a bit of money. And we've got it like operating really, really efficiently and effectively and revenues are up. And so that just motivates me even more. Just like if I can get through a pandemic, buying a hotel, I can do anything.
So I want everyone to write this down. It's not the right time to get into multifamily unless you're ready. Because Chris has probably had the worst timing in history to get into hospitality, everybody. And yet he got into it. He didn't make any excuses. He focused on what had to get done and he's crushing it. So I don't want anyone out there telling me, oh, now's not the right time to get into multifamily. It's the right time when you're ready because you're going to need a little bit of groundwork. Chris, can you speak to that? Let me preface that first by saying you're not going to get into multifamily and a month later you're going to have a deal. You're going to have to get into multifamily, create the relationships, start getting your capital together, focusing on the market, learning how to underwrite deals. So if you're ready to start taking control of your financial future and building your dream, now is the time. Chris, what did you, when you joined, what were the things that you really took away that you needed to become successful, even to take down that hotel? I mean, that's 100 units is a big deal, especially during the, right before the pandemic.
Yeah. So you know what, you're absolutely right. And when I look back in retrospect, you know, I had, like, when I signed up, I mean, I got all into the content. You're like the content king, right? You've got so much on your website. I mean, there's a template for everything. It's awesome. It's endless. And so I got into, you know, the buy right and the manage right. And I just got into the studying and underwriting and calling brokers every day. And I just got into a routine, man. I learned a lot in that first 2 months. But at 2 months, I started to get frustrated because I was not getting deal flow. And I'm sure a lot of people are getting frustrated right now. I know I am. You know, I'm looking at all these deals and I can't fathom paying what they're asking me to pay. So I got to a point where I, you know, and hotels weren't even on my radar. I had looked at triple net leasing. I had looked at storage units. I had looked at trailer parks, multifamily. I had looked at all kinds of investments over the last 3 or 4 years. Hotels was not one of them. I know nothing about hotels. But what had happened was I had created so much excitement with my partner. And my partner had a good friend, one of his best friends, and his brother owned 25 hotels here in the area. And they had this one hotel that was just a major problem for them. They were having an issue with some partners. And he approached me and he's like, look, we're not finding any deals. Let's just go sit down with these guys mm-hmm. and see what they have to offer and see what their story is and get the deal on this hotel. And maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't, but maybe we at least made a network with these guys and we can do something down the road. So that's kind of how it panned out for me. But I will tell you, the first meeting I had with those guys, I mean, their CPA was in there, the partners were in there. And there's one thing that they recognized very quickly with me is how quickly I could look at a P&L and identify issues and opportunities. And that's what I learned here. I learned it here in this community.
That is so awesome.
That impressed them enough to really push hard on us coming in on that.
And you probably are thinking to yourself, this is a mom and pop opportunity, not your classic mom and pop where it's dilapidated and all, but a mom and pop that has motivation, right? That they want to sell. And just identifying that opportunity is huge. And everybody out there, listen to what Chris said. He got frustrated after 2 months. There's not enough deal flow. Really knowing your why and having reasons reap rewards will keep you in the game long enough. And then all of a sudden month 3 comes by and month 4 comes by and getting crystal clear in your market and becoming a better underwriter and networking with more people will continue to have those opportunities come across your desk. And I think one of the most important thing is to identify a deal that doesn't work. When you see a deal that does work, it's pretty obvious, but those deals that don't work, they're not marginal. Like Chris said, the deal that was worth $3.7 million. Hey, you couldn't possibly pay for that, but you know, I'm looking at a $3.2 million. Understanding that is also very, very important. So that's exciting, dude, really exciting. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors. Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary three-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know, this isn't a high pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now.
All right, Chris, I have some personal development questions here for you. So what is your favorite book and why?
So my favorite book, quite honestly, I mean, look, just the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, I got a number of them, man, but I just read a book called Get Shit Done. Excuse my language. But this was about a month ago because I was getting into a lull, like kind of with my productivity. And so this book just basically, and the reason I like it so much, it got me laser focused on the most important things, on being proactive and don't procrastinate. So love the book. I highly recommend it. It's an easy read. But that honestly, man, it just got me like kind of it kickstarted everything for me.
Yeah, that's huge. Definitely going to have to check that one out. Now, all right, for this question, I'm really excited because, dude, you're a high performer, crushing it in your career, right? Taking massive action in the entrepreneurial realm. What would you say your best habit for success is?
Best habit for success is I get up an hour before anybody else every single morning and I read, I reflect, I journal, I do my deep breathing exercises. That to me is a game changer. It primes my mind and my body every single day. I do it religiously. And the other thing is I work out. I play tennis in college. I still play a ton of tennis and it gives me the outlet. I highly recommend So it might not be tennis. It might be a sport, but I highly recommend to anyone to find an outlet somewhere where you can escape the world for, you know, 60 or 90 minutes. And that to me is, has been a huge part of my success.
Man, love that. All right. So there's been a ton of golden nuggets in this episode. I'm going to point out a few, and Gino, I know you're going to add on it. So one thing that was really crucial to me that I saw is that you're going to have the ability to work from a place of confidence, right? And you're going to work because you want to, not because you have to. And that gives you an element of control. And that, for everybody listening, that is such a powerful thing, that you're not going to work because you need to. And that's what the ability of investing does, right? Having these assets that creates cash flow for you. So you're no longer the asset. And then also having skin in the game. I think that's a really important point that you hammered on, right? Those that pay attention, and you're not going to give up because you're going to want to create a return on investment. So absolutely love that. Gino, what were some of your biggest takeaways?
So Chris Petrakis, born in Gulf Breeze, Florida, migrates up to Washington, D.C. I don't know why he ever went there, but you know what? We all make mistakes in life, right? Ends up in Michigan next to Josh.
I lived in Boston before that. I mean, it's crazy, man.
That's even worse. Oh my gosh. From what DC, he picked like two of the worst places in the US to just joking, everybody. Goes to Michigan, right? And the great thing is, he says to himself, he wants to be around family. So he's made that decision and he's all in with that. In 2012, Chris gets the taste of being an entrepreneur by buying a business with his father-in-law. And it's a successful business. And from that, 2014 and 15, he starts getting more into real estate and thinking the possibilities of real estate. And he's sort of on the sidelines until I think he joins the Jake and Gino community. And he says, I need to be around like-minded individuals. I love my job. I love what I do. It's empowering because I'm helping so many people out. But there may be a time in my life when I just want to step aside and go spend 2 or 3 months in Greece in the summertime. And I can't do that with my current occupation, but I may be able to do that if I'm buying cash flowing assets. Dives into the community, starts meeting people, starts networking, starts learning all the content. Education times action equals results. I think that's what Chris's mantra has been all throughout this entire podcast. You need to get educated, but once you've got the education, you need to take massive action and stepping out of your comfort zone. And buying a hotel wasn't even on his radar a year ago, the month before the pandemic hits. And then all of a sudden he dives deep in. So Josh, I think the overarching theme for me has been someone who really, like Chris, who wants to take control of their financial future and is doing it because they want to have the opportunity to say in a few years, life changes. I may not like what I want. All of a sudden, medical devices may become a little bit more of a challenging market. The healthcare may change. And we don't want to be caught on the sidelines by saying, I didn't think of my future. So that to me is one of the most compelling, you know, arguments why everyone needs to listen to the podcast, go back and listen to Chris's story and listen to his different inflections in life that have brought him to where he is today.
Man, I love that. Chris, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah. So my cell phone's the easiest. I've always got it because I'm always on call. My number is, my cell is 617-460-0189. I am happy and willing to take anybody's calls. If they have any questions, you can reach me at email at petrakic2@gmail.com. Feel free to email me. I'm not as quick to email because I get a ton of emails, but if you got a question or you want to chat, call me on my cell.
Love it. And hey, for those of you that are looking at investing in the Michigan market, especially in Oakland County, definitely would reach out to Chris. He's one to watch and he's absolutely crushing it. And, you know, I just want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your movers and shakers story. And super excited to see you in Jacksonville this weekend at the Finance Right Bootcamp. So guys, until then, let's make it a movers and shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care.